Senator Costa, we seem to have come to another impasse. What's the situation right now?
Well, I'm very disappointed that, again, the House Republicans were not able to lift the plan that they had put forth on the table. So we failed to get Marcellus, we failed to get a gross receipts tax, we failed to get a storage exemption lifted, and then finally today, a hotel tax. Unfortunately, that leaves the governor to manage this budget process. And in order to do that, it's going to rely heavily upon borrowing and monetizing assets, and consequently puts us in a position where we're really mortgaging our future as we go forward. Disappointed that that's the case, that the General Assembly was not able to do the job, and more specifically, our Republican colleagues in the House who voted for the budget are not willing to put forth the resources to be able to pay for it, and that's disappointing. At the end of the day, what happens is the Marcellus Shell community wins. Our House Republican colleagues stood with the Marcellus Shell community and did not stand with our kids and the future of our grandchildren in terms of how we'll have resources going forward. That's unconscionable to me. So the legislature's next step is to monitor and see how the governor is going to manage this conversation. He's already indicated that he will do borrowing, also monetizing or selling off or leasing off assets. That's not what we should be doing. We should be governing and standing and putting forth the resources that we said we would provide to this general fund budget for the people of Pennsylvania. If you felt you weren't able to do the resources necessary, you shouldn't have supported the budget. And then we would have had a conversation along those lines. But at the end of the day, this is about a Republican House caucus standing with the Marcellus Shell community, standing on ideology, and not standing with the people of Pennsylvania.